It's just very frightening to know that these are the fully compromised, blackmailed individuals by a plethora of different mafia organizations and governments around the world. But the screen handle, Pedo Peter, Hunter's iPad, Hunter's iPhone. It's unbelievable. And it's also him ordering hookers and clearly underage girls that look like they're about 13 years old. It's him quasi-naked in trophy photos with his niece and with other girls that are clearly underage. And there's stuff a lot worse than that. But, you know, you can't help but feel really grungy when you look at dozens of videos of him masturbating. So now nobody's denying that it's Hunter Biden. Of course it's Hunter Biden in all these videos. And now even more information is coming out. And the FBI is in scramble mode to protect this pedophile and his pedophile father. Because Biden's the placeholder and the fall guy for their new world order. I need to keep him in there a while longer so they don't get the blame, so the Great Reset can move forward. And then the media, for about 6 hours, tried to deny what they denied back in the presidential election 2 years ago when Hunter's laptop was left at the repair shop and he wouldn't come pick it up. So the owner opened it up and saw all the child porn and illegal stuff, and the sex trafficking and the drug use and all the rest of the bizarreness and illegal activity. And the information went public, and the corporate media and big tech censored members of Congress. They censored the president. They censored everyone, including InfoWars, trying to expose it. Well, this time, 4chan, someone was able to hack in to Hunter Biden's iCloud and was able to then release the entire phone. At first, the media, the controlled lapdogs, tried to deny it was real. But no one bought that this time, showing how their power has waned massively. And I can tell you, starting last night and this morning, I looked at quite a bit of it, and we're showing you the PG stuff in comparison. He likes to pose with his niece and others naked, sitting on the edge of a bed as the trophy of the children he has sex with. He also has his father in the email sending him porn. And we now know Biden, the puppet president, his handle. We now know his pseudonym. And then we know the nickname his son has for him as well. We'll tell you that when we come back. Pedo Pete. That's the nickname that is used by Hunter Biden's niece for him, and it looks like his father. And we cannot show you this information on air. A lot of it is illegal sex trafficking and obviously him in bed with children that look like they're 10 years old as trophies. We cannot show you, and we will not show you, the pedophilic material on air. And quite frankly, after I looked at some of it, I just stopped looking at it last night, because never in my life have I looked at things like this. And as a journalist, I'm a pundit, an analyst, but I also am a journalist, and I just can't look at it. I will not look at it. There's things you can never get out of your head. And it's just very frightening to know that these are the fully compromised, blackmailed individuals by a plethora of different mafia organizations and governments around the world. But the screen handle, Pedo Peter, Hunter's iPad, Hunter's iPhone. It's unbelievable. And it's also him ordering hookers and clearly underage girls that look like they're about 13 years old. It's him quasi-naked in trophy photos with his niece and with other girls that are clearly underage. And there's stuff a lot worse than that. But, you know, you can't help but feel really grungy when you look at dozens of videos of him masturbating. I mean, you're not ever supposed to look at this stuff. It's just unbelievable. And the things we are showing are PG in comparison to what's going on. But more importantly than even the pedophilia and the sex trafficking and the incredible crack cocaine and other drug binges is him and his father talking about paper play and how Hunter's going to meet with this group and get the money and then pay his dad and pay Joe Biden's brother and the rest of the family, using the drug addict Hunter as the bag man. And then there are the dozens, and I mean dozens, of phone numbers of prominent high-level Justice Department officials and FBI agents groveling and just kissing his pervert butt to go after his political enemies going back years. So if you want to get a real fly-on-the-wall view into just how corrupt the Justice Department is and how they're a bunch of sex trafficking, pedophile-enabling garbage at the top, this is it. There's no way the system will survive any of this. And by the way, the Great Reset globalists set it up this way. They hope to bring down our whole government in a civil war while they don't get the blame. No, they're going to get the blame because they're the ones that control these minions. Yeah, if you've got a mafia captain that's out committing crimes, I want to see them arrested, indicted, imprisoned. But we want to get the dons. We want to get the crime bosses. And the crime bosses are the Bill Gates and the Prince Charleses of the world. The Ted Turners and the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and the Henry Kissingers of the world. And you're not in their club unless you're a rapist or a pedophile or a mass murderer or all three. Look at Harvey Weinstein, getting women supplied to him and supplying women to Hillary and to Oprah Winfrey. And it's come out on both women that they've seen more tail than a toilet seat or a bicycle seat. But the issue is these are underage girls and women forced into do this for their jobs in Hollywood and in D.C. Hillary, out of college with her law degree, first job she took was working for the mafia in Little Rock and Hot Springs, Arkansas. A lot of people go, the mafia in Arkansas? Yeah. The headquarters of the major mafia organizations of the country until the 80s was not Las Vegas, was not New York City, was not Los Angeles, was not Pennsylvania, Philadelphia. It was, and still to a certain extent, is Little Rock and Hot Springs. Now, anybody that lives in Arkansas knows that. It's well known, they have mafia museums there, and that's where Al Capone lived most of the year. I mean, that's where the Chicago Mafia's headquarters was since the 30s in Prohibition. That's where they made the majority of the liquor that wasn't shipped in from Canada. And so she was sent there by her father, who was number two in the Daily Machine in the Chicago mob. She was sent down there to represent the mafia. And her first big cases were the rape and torture of women and little girls in the brothels and these rich mobsters. They also had the Hicks working for them. So there was a big Dixie mafia there. Would just grab a 10-year-old girl off a bicycle, take her and rape her for 2 days. I've interviewed some of those women in studio with their shattered faces and they can never have children again because after they raped one 11-year-old for 2 days at a shack at a farm, drunk, playing poker, they took a broom handle and shoved it all the way up in her, ripping out her uterus, and had to be removed. These are horrible people. Hillary Clinton made jokes about that on tape and made sure the person that did that, that little girl, walked. Men that take broomsticks and ram them 2 feet inside somebody's guts is who these people are. They hate you and your family. They hate America. They hate free speech. They hate God. They hate our children. And you see the evidence of what they do once they're in charge. So, that's who they are, a collection of devil-worshipping, drug-addict pedophiles. And now they're cutting our resources off. They've erased our border. They've devalued our currency. And they're starting World War III. And they're just beginning their plan. So now nobody's denying that it's Hunter Biden. Of course it's Hunter Biden in all these videos. And now even more information is coming out. And the FBI is in scramble mode to protect this pedophile and his pedophile father. Because Biden's the placeholder and the fall guy for their new world order. I need to keep him in there a while longer so they don't get the blame, so the Great Reset can move forward. And of course, evidence of that, I told you this was coming. My mom's a really smart person, and when Biden was installed a year and a half ago, she said, mark my words, and I've said this many times, I told you this, and every time I see her, she says this, she goes, mark my words, they're planning to kill Biden as a false flag. The only way to get rid of him and then make all the crimes he committed not seem as bad and a way to change the subject, and they'll claim it's some right-wing gun owner that does it. And I agree with my mother. Where I get a lot of my smarts, you could say. But I think it's pretty much a common sense thing, the way they're building this up, that they're going to kill Biden. I really think they're going to kill him. I'm not predicting it's going to happen. I'm saying there's a very good chance they'll kill him before the midterms. I'm predicting the deep state will assassinate Biden in a false flag. I give it a 90% probability in the next 120 days. They might wait and do it later, but in the main election, but they're definitely positioning all this. They could have an October surprise of assassinating Trump right before the election to cause a civil war, or they could arrest Trump as well. We know they've got that in the hopper, though that may be a little too far for even them. But you see the poll numbers, and we'll come out and cover it. Now the New York Times has basically called for the removal of Biden, and so the bell has tolled, ladies and gentlemen.
At this point, best case scenario is a few years of hard times for us all. And if we don't turn it around soon, then it will only get worse. But as bad as things are, we still have time to prepare. And that alone is something to be grateful for. A gravity water filter will provide you with clean, healthy water, even in the event of your taps getting shut off. And having your own food will save you from getting ensnared in government FEMA camps. And if you've already stocked up enough for your own family, you might want to consider stocking up for your neighbors. Some of your neighbors might not be prepared for what's coming, but you can help them by having an abundance of storable foods and water filtration. Whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Stock up now at preparetoday.com.